Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second, the right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting third, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Slaughter. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to third. Rivera moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Vallo reaches third base with a triple. Power goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Niemann scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. Dropo strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler is walked intentionally. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow scores. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler is walked intentionally. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Ray Herbert now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Lawler moves to third. Donovan moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Sain now pitching. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing left field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Donovan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Johnny Sain. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shantz moves to second. Bill Renna pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shantz scores. Simpson moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Slaughter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Renna moves to second. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Power strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.